ABC Radio Australia.
Micronesia might be in our own backyard, but outside of the Pacific, it remains a mystery to many people. The region is at the centre of geopolitical competition between the US and China and is a hive of US military activity. While much of what happens is hidden from public view, including from locals, that's about to change, thanks to a new interactive map created by Guam-based think tank, the Pacific Centre for Island Security. It's called the Micronesia Security Monitor, and it will track military and geopolitical activity in the region to inform locals of what's happening and the forces that threaten them. Here's Carl Evans speaking with one of the map's authors, Leland Bettis.
Our mission is to bring attention to the geopolitical, geostrategic issues that are happening in the Micronesian region. And so the map was a way to visually demonstrate what is unfolding in the region in terms of the U.S. military footprint, and then to build on that footprint piece by looking at all the range of activities that are going on. So if you think about, you know, new developments that are going on in the region, ongoing military exercises that are occurring in the region, I think with, you know, increasing frequency, and multilateral exercises that are occurring with increasing frequency, you know, we track everything from, you know, government vessels on the U.S. side to also looking at, you know, Chinese research vessels, which I think are telling us a lot about the way, you know, both of the geopolitical players see the Philippine Sea area and our region. So the idea was to sort of build a framework that was accessible to the average person to look at what is occurring, and then to layer into that ongoing activities and current activities, whether that's news items related to the contest between the U.S. and China, or local concerns that are rising in the media throughout the region.
Yeah, well, one of the things that surprised me about the map was just how detailed it was. Like, it obviously had your geopolitical projects, you know, the stuff that's happening on the ground. It had things like undersea cables and treaties and things like that. But it also had, like you mentioned, it really detailed things like missile capabilities and you know, Chinese research vessels. Why was it important, do you think, that people knew in such detail about that sort of stuff?
I think, you know, by and large, the Micronesian region, at least for, you know, English-speaking audiences, is pretty much a secret. It's been a national security secret, I think, on the U.S. side for a long time. You know, Americans really don't even know much about Guam. So, you know, the point is to sort of really lay out what the landscape looks like in this geopolitical competition between the United States and China. The United States is able to operate in the region without any diplomatic approval in terms of its military activity. So that makes this entire region a target in the event of conflict. So the idea here is to sort of lay all of that out for interested parties to look at, to review, and have regular updates on what's occurring.
And what was the current need for this map? Was there a big sort of information gap relating to this kind of competition and military activity that currently existed within your region that, I guess, your mainstream media just sort of wasn't able to get a hold of quite well?
The Pacific Center for Island Security was formed because there was a void in the region. There's really not a regional think tank in the North Pacific. There's plenty of, you know, people in the South Pacific that are looking at the issues there, but there's none in the North Pacific. And yet it's in the North Pacific that the geopolitical competition is actually, you know, most combustive. If there's conflict in the Pacific, it's likely going to be in the North Pacific. So, you know, we wanted to fill the void in terms of providing information about what's occurring here. And I think, and typically what happens is there's not a lot of depth in the region as a whole. You get sort of stovepiped, oh, we're doing this here and this is happening there, but there's nothing that pulls that all together. So, you know, our platform with the mapping piece was to sort of bring all those items together so people had a more holistic view of what is occurring.
So what kind of impact has that up until now had on the culture of the people within Guam? Do they just kind of live in sort of like an ignorant and bliss in hope that nothing will ever happen, but knowing at the same time that there is a strategic threat that's posed to them?
You know, Guam has a very complicated relationship with the U.S. military. You know, let's be clear, Guam is a U.S. colony. Efforts by the local government to change Guam's status, to establish a sovereign status for the island, have repeatedly been rebuffed by the United States. The U.S. military in Guam controls about, you know, a third of the island, and this has gone on now for 80 years. So the relationship with the military is very complicated. In terms of transparency about what the military is doing, it's not particularly transparent. And then there's, you know, multiple knock-on effects that are occurring at the local level that we seek to highlight. For example, the U.S. military buildup in Guam is occurring without adequate housing for military personnel. And that is putting a squeeze on our local housing market. In fact, it's driving prices up, and it's driving probably people away from the island because it's simply not affordable. So there are many levels at which, you know, we want to highlight the local concerns. And I think in the current geopolitical context, it's clear that whereas in the past, you know, the U.S. military presence in Guam itself might have been seen as a deterrent, modern technology, particularly missile technology, now makes U.S. presence in Guam an attractive target. And that makes the civilian population a target. So I think people are beginning to think a little differently about how we approach these questions. And one of the things that is the sort of the top of the list of things that the U.S. military has fallen down on is that although there's a lot of talk about Guam being the shield and the defense of Guam, there's not a single cent in U.S. funds that have come to Guam to prepare the island with shelters or food resiliency, for example, in the event of a conflict. Mm-hmm. So we make it our point to raise these kinds of issues, and the map is sort of an extension of that.